Let's kick the sad, sorry sex off our lawn. So let's exercise the demons.
Big Daddy Serpent of Pleasure. Ramming his girlfriend in traffic.
Oh, yeah? Check and see if you got anything down there between your legs. In association with the Shining Wizards Network, Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast presents Rogue Day Tots, episode 123. I am Handsome Kevin. I'm with my ginger bear. Arr. It's a good bear for you, Tropical. Arr.
No.
I don't really know how bears sound, for sure. In my head, that's what they do. Arr.
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Arr. That'll work.
He's my island boy. His grass skirt just doesn't cover his nards. He's Tropical. He's the Puka Pimp. How you doing, Pimp?
Well, I am residing off of Molly's lawn because I told a story. But we accomplished the goal. So, yeah, I'm okay.
We did accomplish the goal, man. We'll talk a little bit. We'll get into that here.
We'll get into that later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Molly, your wife was like, wait a minute. Did you you lied to me? Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
Oops. Yeah, you know, it's everything worked out. She'll be fine. Yeah. Right, she'll get over it. In fact, she already did. Yeah, she's already over it, man. Everything worked out just fine. Everything worked out just fine, Tropic Gale. Man, now I know that the lawns are kind of crowded, right? I understand that, Tropic Gale. So we should probably just exercise the demons right away, right? Probably get right into it. Probably dig into clearing the sad, sorry sacks off the lawn. I know you and Johnny C. I should say that before we get into that, right? First of all, right away, Johnny C., thank you for stepping in. Last episode, you did a fantastic job. I appreciate you, and I want you to remember that now. I appreciate you, Johnny C. But Tropical, let's kick the sad, sorry sacks off our lawn. Let's exercise the demons. The lawn is yours.
All right. It's not as hefty, you know, this week. I figure you'll pull up the slack there a little bit, especially with Johnny C. giving you the business last week.
He wishes he could give me the business, you freak.
Yeah. Once again, I'm going to, your big daddy serpent of pleasure. Just, no. No. It's, yeah. The serpent of pleasure is one thing, like you and snakes and all that. You're fetish with them. We'll get into that later, I'm sure. But, the big daddy of serpent of pleasure is off the lawn. Like it's no
pleasure.
Yeah. But you're,
Drop a gal. You doing an impression of me doing an impression of Big Daddy as a serpent of pleasure is my favorite thing today.
Yeah, that one, that's still off the lawn. And you and I have discussed this. Again, it's not a healthy lawn. The James Pierce situation. Young man. Why? Like, that's one of the things. Like, I do not understand some of the choices that people make. But that whole situation, I'm just kicking off the lawn, not because he's a Falcons player, but because he's a young man, 22 years old, and basically you were a millionaire. Yeah. You were a millionaire and were going to make insane money, and you just lost your mind. He went in his Ferrari SUV, I believe it was, and was ramming his girlfriend in traffic.
Oh, yeah?
In her car. Yeah. Not in a good way. None of this is good. And then decided to follow her. She went to the police station, follow her, and then, you know, the police were asking you to get out of the vehicle. Just listen to the rules. And you try to get out of there and, basically clip a cop. And then resist arrest, like all these things that I'm just like, two nights before you, I think he was the runner up for like defensive rookie of the year at NFL honors.
Yeah. He's a good boy.
Yeah. Yeah. His mama said, though, he's such a good boy, such a, just a role model and all these things. And I'm just like, man, like this is, it's a shame because I know in the NFL, there's certain things that they might try to sleep under the rug, might try to overlook. But I think it was 5 or 6 felonies right now.
That's a good clip.
That's a good clip. Good.
No, they're not going to overlook that.
Oopsie doopsie. And it's like,
his momentary lapse in judgment, right? Tropical.
Yeah. But that whole situation, like, it just, it bewildered me. It, like, how you could go from what you were to now, you know, basically the Falcons, like, they don't have to guarantee any of his money. Like, he lost $23 million upon the arrest. Not convicted, just the arrest. He lost $23 million. It's hard for me to fathom making a decision
that would cost you $23 million.
$23 million. Just, I don't understand $23 million alone.
Right.
That's nuts. But yeah, that whole situation off the lawn. My police officer is back at the gate 9, like, trying to write tickets. I saw him pulling people over this past week where the right as the speed changes, just whoop, whoop. And I happen to know somebody that got a ticket for 37 and a 35.
37?
Yeah.
Now, Tropical, wait. Now, I don't know how things play out in Alabama. I don't, right? Never lived there. I've driven through the entire state with you, my buddy, Tropical.
Yeah.
In the state of Minnesota, if you go to court because somebody has written you a ticket for 2 miles over, they will dismiss the hell out of that ticket.
So this is Redstone Arsenal, though, not the state of Alabama. That's a whole different.
Oh, so it's like mall cops for the base.
There you go.
Oh man. Oh, so somebody's got to make that guy a bitch.
Yeah, it's not good. But yeah, I got a ticket, 37 and a 35, and it just changed.
So wait a second. It's not the state of Alabama, so you have to pay like the base that?
Yeah. It's a court. It doesn't, so basically, unless it's an arrest, it wouldn't affect your driving record or anything like that. Like, but, and it's a cheaper ticket, but it's still a ticket.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them need you to just respect their authority. And
I need them to respect the inside of my butt.
Yeah. It was not a thing that I was just like, come on, man. Like, that's, yeah. You gotta do better than this. I get the year of Duke Road now. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get into it. This will be the last thing. Reba was a giant star. You know, Reba McEntire.
She was?
Yeah. Had her own TV show.
No, years. I know that, but that was not around the same time, was it?
Yeah, but like, this is when she's singing, like, "Here's Your One Chance, Fancy, Don't Let Me Down."
The night I don't know what that is.
Out in Georgia, like, these not songs.
But her TV show was after WrestleMania 8.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so come on. She's not a star.
I did not know Reba's band died in a plane crash. That was news to me. Like, you know the more you know kind of thing. And then you guys covered it, but I made it as I was listening along. Like, it's a hat. Tito didn't want to mess up his hair, so that's why he never wore the hat.
Yeah, I knew it was a hat.
But yeah, like the, but when y'all are, what is that in his hand? And I think it's a hat. And then y'all, you go down the research rabbit hole.
And it's a Montero.
Yeah. Tito didn't want to mess up his hair.
That's good for Tito. That's smart.
Yeah. You know, it's a look. But it was part of the costume. They're like, well, you got to have it. I need you to either admit to yourself that you will kink shame someone, or quit shaming Duke for his love of Sherry. One of the two. One of the two.
His love for Sherry is not a kink.
Kind of is. The things he would want Sherry to do to him.
Well, yeah, but we don't dive into that ever.
Yeah. Like besmirching Duke when he loves Sherry and you like frauds like Savio Vega, Bob Backlund, you know, things like
watch
that.
Watch your mouth.
It's not cool, Kevin. It's not cool. Jeez, frauds. Goodness. I'm really going to incorporate the LOD promo from WrestleMania 8 into the mission. Tell him, Kevin.
Like, yeah.
They kicked you that way from here on out. I rewatched this show, and yeah, why is this here? I don't know. It's the same thing like you guys say with the Beefer promo there. Like, and you don't let the people see Toot.
Right, yeah.
Let's see, once again, WrestleMania 8 proves that Brett is no five-tool player. Yeah, can't cut a promo.
Not when he's standing next to Hot Rod, but who can?
And then, this is not just off the lawn. This is more the more you know a little bit. Arrogance is like the Flex Seal of the 90s. It's like fix-all, I guess.
No way.
You know, like it's a eau de toilette, you know, okay. So to speak. It's also like the sanitizer, like it's just the catch-all. Like it must be. Like, so it's like the Flex Seal of the 90s. Is that what I'm
learning? Man, it could be.
It could be. But then the Fliz Duke, come on, man. That's the last thing. But Fliz Duke, yeah. Yeah, what are you doing, man? Yeah, the WrestleMania 8, I will say this, and I'll let you get to your lawn. The WrestleMania 8 episode was a lot of fun, reliving it. But yeah, I very much look at it through the rose-colored glasses, like the goggles of the fact that we rented that from Mike's repeatedly on VHS. That was one of the ones that we watched. I don't know how many times, and I don't know how many times I've watched it since, to be honest with you. Like, it's one of those things that white noise, yeah, WrestleMania 8 will work, you know, and it gets to the Hogan match, like, I'm going to lock in just in that whole entrance and everything. I love the promo by Sid. I think somebody did a Snapchat filter of it, and it's like big googly eyes, and it's the high-pitched voice. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, but yeah, just I really appreciated the show, you guys. That was a fun time. Considering you almost missed it because Duke didn't finish before they took it off the Peacock.
Yeah, you can have fun for that. All right, Tropical. I don't know which one to start with. I'm going to start with the one that probably pisses me off the most, and it's a little bit heavier, and then I'm going to move on from there. There's shit happening in my state that I can't stand. Luckily, it looks like we're kind of out of the weeds right now, a little bit out of the weeds. But like removing rent-a-cops, right? I mean, we can call them that. They're rent-a-cops. Taking people, removing them, putting them in different areas. When they are citizens, legal citizens. And I know there's people out there listening to what I'm saying and think that I have a dog in the fight. I don't. All right. I don't have a dog in the fight because neither one of those dogs will fight for me. That's why I don't have a dog in the fight. But if you're cheering on people getting taken away from their homes, being displaced while they stand there with their driver's license, while they stand there with their identification as citizens, going well, maybe they're not. No, you're a jackass. You're just a jackass, Tropical. Now, I know somebody that has been removed from their home, brought to El Paso, then San Antonio, has been displaced for over a month to then get the okay to go back home. For what? What are we doing? What are we trying to prove here? All right. And like I say, there's people out there going, well, if there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing. You're effing wrong. You're wrong. And you don't know. You don't have the exposure to the situation, man. It's awful. It's atrocious. And again, I'm doubling down on this, right? I don't have a dog in the fight. I will never have a dog in this fight because neither one of these dogs will ever fight for me. And I know that. And you people out there that need to make sure that other people know what side you're on, how effing blind can you be? How blind can you be to what's in front of you? You're blinded by yourself because you need to make sure other people know where you stand. All right. Sit back. Relax. Try and bring information in with a logical point of view, not just the it's this side so it's good, it's that side so it's bad. Right? Knock it off, just everybody. It's hideous. The lack of humanity is just absolutely appalling to me. It's peppering in more of that just disgustingness, man. And I can't stand it, and it absolutely pisses me off. It's one of the reasons, like, I was very close to just getting rid of social media altogether the other day, just altogether, you know, because people will scream into the echo chamber, right? People, they talk really huge when they know that they're talking to a wall, right? Just knock it off, everybody. Knock it off. Like, just show a little bit of effing humanity. It's disgusting, Tropical. Just disgusting. Yep. Again, no dog in the fight. All right. So don't try and pin me one side or the other. Don't have a dog in the fight. Neither dog's fighting for you. I'm not fighting for them. They can both piss off.
The thing I heard recently, and this goes into politics. You know, they say the left wing and the right wing. It's like, you guys know it's the same bird, right? That's the thing. You got to understand, it's the same bird, and it doesn't like you one bit.
Nope. You don't matter. You don't matter, man. Golly.
You'll matter to us.
Yeah. Be a person, man. Be a effing person. Yeah. It drives me nuts, Tropical. It drives me nuts. And it's unfortunate. It is. It's absolutely unfortunate. All right, I'm gonna move on. I'm gonna move on to Johnny C. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. You're whining about a little bit of ice. I need you to take either hand. It doesn't matter to me. Either hand. And I need you. What you're going to do is you're going to undo. Most pants have, like, if you have a belt on, undo your belt. And pop that little button open. Do a little zip, zip. And then check and see if you got anything down there between your legs. Just check. For me. I'm a scared of a little bit of ice. Johnny C, you're a man. Scared of some ice? Whining about some ice? I'm sitting out here in negative 45 degree weather. And yes, I know that you called me out on that. I didn't choose to live where there's ice. It's weather, Johnny C. It changes. It changed here. It was negative 10, and the following day it was 50. That's a swing of 60 degrees. Sit back, enjoy the ride, man. It's the beautiful Corpnocorpion. It's called life, Johnny C. You don't know what's going to happen out there, man. Let it be beautiful. And then you with the, well, people can't drive because there should be four ruts, but there's three. You're talking about three ruts where you can drive. Get your head out of your ass, Johnny C. Come on, buddy. And I love you, man. I love you. I think you're great. I do. But some of this lawn stuff, man, and I get it. You're not exposed to it, right? You're not exposed to it. Maybe it's spooky, right? Maybe the ice and the snow is spooky. But it's pretty effing easy to manage. How much snow could you have possibly gotten, Johnny C? What are you talking about? 3/4 inches? If you find what's dangling, you can measure it. Tell me if I'm wrong, Tropical.
I mean, I will say to his defense, these morons cannot drive. I don't know.
Oh boy, I love you, Johnny C. I think you're great, man. I think you're fantastic. Woof, that's good. That felt good. I felt good. Now I feel a little loose, right? Now I feel loose.
I got the giggles.
All right, Tropical. We're gonna do it, man. We're gonna do it. Serpent Ablazer. Now, I wasn't here last episode, right? So that puts me about a month behind. So this would have happened, what, February? The beginning of February.
Before we recorded last time. So
yeah.
2.5 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2.5 weeks ago. 2.5 weeks ago in Minnesota, it was pretty cold. In Minnesota, in February, it's cold. We get, a lot of the time, we get some of our coldest weather in February. This year, it's been weird. We haven't really gotten the coldest weather, but a lot of time, we get our coldest weather in February, January, February. So every morning, I wake up, and I go downstairs, and I get on the treadmill, and I do, you know, 8 to 10 miles. This morning, I did 10. I know. Oh, good for me. But I'm on the treadmill, and I'm doing my treadmill bit, right? And I got my TV in front of me. I watch, you know, wrestling or an old NFL clip, whatever I'm going to watch.
Shout out to Gabe mounting that thing for you. Tell me I'm wrong, Kevin.
You're not. No, I helped. But, yeah, no, he's...
Flashlight. It is a dark basement. So.
I held the fleshlight. So... So, I'm running on the treadmill, and I got the TV. It's like a 75-inch TV mounted in front of the treadmill, so you don't really, like, look around a lot. You're just kind of watching what's in front of you, right? You're just running and watching what's in front of you. And I looked down, and I went, oh, shit, I must be really taking, you know, getting after it because the cord moved. I looked down again, Tropical, the cord didn't move. There is a snake slithering its way up to the treadmill, Tropical, in February in Minnesota. Now, Tropical, I know you've given me hell for this before. I'm not a snake guy. I don't know shit about snakes. You've said that to me. Kevin, snakes, you don't know. How could you be the Serpent of Pleasure? You don't know anything about snakes. Now, Tropical, I do know this about snakes. Snakes are not supposed to be slithering in February in Minnesota.
That's fair.
They're just not. Right. And I'm running. I don't know what it is. Like, I get locked in and I don't want to stop. And I don't like killing things. So I find myself running on the treadmill negotiating with the snake. And I said, snake, If you get on my treadmill, I think we're going to have problems. Please don't get on my treadmill. And I keep moving. And it keeps coming towards the treadmill. Now it's kind of up the front of the treadmill. And I said, snake, you're on my treadmill. Get off. We're going to have problems.
You're trespassing.
Yeah. Because you know me, man. I don't kill stuff. That's not my thing. Right? I'm not into it. Snake slithers across the treadmill. And I said, I told you not to do that. Now we have problems. And I'm the entire time, Tropical, I'm running while this happens, right? I'm keeping my, you know, I can't lose my strut. Snake goes on the other side of the treadmill. It's down off the treadmill at the side. And now it's like stopped kind of looking at me. It's not carrying on. And I'm like, this is an issue, right? I asked you not to come on my treadmill. Right. You didn't even need to come out. It's February, man. Go back to bed. Right. This is not what we need. And we have issues now. And when it starts looking at me, Tropical, like that, I can't let that slide. Now, while I'm running, I take one side step off of the treadmill and I take my right foot and I curb stomp the mother F. It's over. Right. I'm victorious. I go back onto the treadmill. I didn't even really stop stride. You know what I mean? It was that seamless. I lined it up. Kapam! Curb stomp. Get back on that treadmill. Keep on moving. I said, you know, I'll deal with that. I took care of that. That's done, right? I showed that snake how big my nads was. Easy. Didn't want to do it. Check me out. I'm like Skinner now. Check me out. I'm like Skinner. And I keep on running. I said, as soon as my run's done, I will deal with that. Now, Tropical, here's the situation that I found myself in. About 45 minutes later, the sumbitch starts making a comeback. And she ain't very happy with me, Tropical.
No.
How does that happen? How? One, we'll start with this. Snake in February, how does it happen? Two, curb stomped it, right? Curb stomped it. It was done and over, not moving. 45 minutes later, some bitch decides to make a comeback, and I'm in trouble, right? Because I might be doing the job, because not only is this snake surviving winter, February in Minnesota, it's also surviving one hell of a curb stomp right to the floor, right? Crushed it. 45 minutes out, it came back to life, and now I'm about to get bent because of this. What? Tropical. Now let me. I'm gonna finish what happened here, and then I'm gonna have more questions for you, Mr. Snake. So I'm running still, right? Because I had just a little bit more time. Yeah. I had just a little bit more time, and it was like it was eyeing me up, but I was like, I don't think it's gonna get me. So I took about 10 more minutes, and I was like, all right, I finished my treadmill time. Got off the treadmill, and it was like ready to strike. Right now, I got this like scented spray thing that I do in the basement from time to time. I don't know. It just kind of makes things feel, you know, smells nice, right? Like a potpourri, right? I sprayed that on it. Thought maybe that would, yeah, I don't know. I don't know Tropical. I don't know what to do with these situations. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like killing anything. And I already curb stopped it and that didn't happen. Like, that didn't hurt or it didn't kill it. So I take the spray and I spray it. Well, that pissed it off even more. So then I run upstairs, and Tropical, you guys probably have them. They probably have them, you know, coast to coast. You know those tins that you get with popcorn in it around holiday time?
Yep.
I love those tins. Love them. I get them every year, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm just going to have a ton of these tins. But somewhere along the way, they get thrown out. Not by me. I'm not going to say who. But there is one. There is one that didn't get thrown away. So I was like, perfect. You know what I'm going to do? Popcorn tin. I'm going to come back downstairs. I'm going to line it up. I'm going to get there. So I uncapped the popcorn tin. And this mother F is striking at the popcorn tin, Tropical. Not good, right? Not good. Shouldn't even be able to strike. I curb stomped it.
Right.
So I run over and I got this big like 2x4 looking thing that you're supposed to mount to the wall and put like your bottles of booze in. So I run over and I grab that. And I run over and I kind of shove it. I push the snake into the tin. And then I look. I don't have the lid for the tin because in my scramble, Tropical, I must have set it on the bed that's downstairs and it fell off the bed. And then I must have kicked it as it was underneath the bed. So now I know that the snake is inside the tin. And I need to cap this mother F. And I can't find it. So I scramble back over. I get to find the cover, go back to the tin, prop the tin back up. Snake in the tin. It's pissed, man. And I put the cap on it, caught the snake, right? Caught the snake. I go upstairs to wake my wife up about an hour later. I said, hey, had a little bit of an adventure this morning. And I tell her the whole story, everything that happened, right? There's a cyborg snake that was coming after me. I tried to be the nice guy. I tried to be the bigger person. It just didn't work. Molly goes, where is it now? I said, it's in a popcorn tin in the basement. She goes, why didn't you get rid of it? I said, one, I don't think I actually can. Two, I needed it for evidence to show you. Because who would ever believe that a snake is going to be slithering onto a treadmill in Minnesota in February? The whole damn thing got off my lawn. Tropical, how does this happen?
Yeah, that's, I'm still bewildered because I remember when we stayed at the end of October, like Matt saying, like, your basement where you're shredding your miles is like, he got cold. He was glad he had the blanket. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's cold down there.
Yeah.
New Jersey. That's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I sleep like a psychopath. I run hot all the time. Mm-hmm. So Kevin shared that. But the fact that it was cold in October and we're in February, where the lows in October were like in the upper 20s, I think it was. I know that.
Yeah. The, yeah.
the upper 20s, I think it was like 28, 29 when we started our walk, and it warmed up, you know, as the morning went along. But yeah, that one's, I don't get that, how it exists. Like, that's mind blowing to me.
Now, we know that it's not supposed to exist in February in Minnesota, the snake, right? We know that that's not a thing. How did I curb stomp it and it come back to life, Tropicale?
I mean, you're probably your dainty lady foot, you know, that
dainty lady foot.
I have no idea, Kevin. Like, that one still blows my mind that, you know, if you gave it a good stomp, you know, even though you are down pounds, like, it still should, the force.
Yeah.
You know, mass times velocity, you know, mass times acceleration, things like that. You know, those are the measures of momentum and force.
And that's the thing. Like, I don't want it to suffer anything. I don't want to kill it, but I don't want it to suffer.
But you don't want it to cause you to have a heart attack when it gets on that treadmill with you.
Right. And I didn't, I thought it was like one hitter quitter, man. It felt like it was the first time I was actually super like happy. I was wearing shoes. Right. Cause I got to wear shoes on the treadmill. So like, I was actually pretty happy that I was wearing shoes in this tweet. What a mess, Tropicale.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's, that's mind blowing to me that a snake was there. And like, when you text me, I was like, there's no way there was a snake like at first. Like, that's where my mind. And then how is this possible? It was negative 50 like, the day before, something like that. Like, it was not warm the day that you text me.
No. It was a mess, Tropicale. Man, it was a mess. You know what made me think? I'm thinking that, remember when we had that snake last summer?
Yep.
And Molly took care of it.
Yep.
I think she just let it outside, and the snake was like, hey, I'm a basement snake. And probably the same thing. You know, it probably just went back in, right?
Right. The one that you scared to death.
The one that I scared to death. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about. I gave it the old, you better not.
Yeah.
And now he came back and wants to step on my turf. That ain't happening.
He doesn't take crap off you. Like, you curb stomped it. Like, the Undertaker, it will rise again.
God, it was terrifying, man. I couldn't believe it. And this snake was much bigger than all right. Let's take it easy. It wasn't like an anaconda, right? I'm not fashioning myself like I just took down Damien, because that didn't happen. But it was bigger than the other snake that I scared to death by pointing at it, which makes sense, right? A little balls here. Now, Tropicale, I'm going to tell you one. Oh, you got a question?
Have you seen the movie Accepted?
Yes.
The South Harmon Institute of Technology. And when they're going to look and they're touching on the ceiling and a body falls from the ceiling and Jonah Hill screams. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's what Molly heard from the basement. It's like, I really hope you don't tell people I scream like that.
I didn't know. Probably.
That's what I expect. That's what I'm saying. If it had been Damien, that's what I would expect to hear from the basement.
Yeah, no, I took care of it, man. Yeah. Took care of it. Tough guy over here.
Kevin jumping three steps at a time, getting out of the basement. If it was Damien.
Oh, man, nothing but tough guy, Tropicale. Now, one last story I'm gonna tell here before we move on, and I don't really know that I need to kick anybody off the lawn. I just don't think that there's a segment that this story fits in anywhere else. Told a little bit on the Year of Duke and Rogue podcast. I got a tattoo recently. It was a nice tattoo. It was, for my wife. We got married February 10th. We had a winter wedding. It was fantastic. All of our invites and all of our thank you cards and everything like that, they all had kind of like a snowflake type of a design on it. So that's what I got. A little nod to the wife there. And I went to go see KT. And you know KT. KT's fantastic. Now, when I'm there, KT usually will have like a radio station that she plays. And it's great. Like the jams, the hits, they just keep coming, man. I love it. It's toe tapping, it's head bobbing, like it's good stuff. So we're listening and Grease, some tracks from Grease came on. I was pumped about that. I love Grease. Grease is one of my favorite movies. And I told her, I was like, this is awesome. And she's like, is Grease actually one of your favorite movies? I said, 100%. I said, J-Bo and I played a round of golf, Mario Golf, and Molly figured out how to buy like the Grease like soundtrack and play it on one of our Google mini gimmicks. So J-Bo and I, while playing golf, like sang the entire Grease soundtrack, line for line. Like, it was awesome. Had a great time. Love Grease, right? And we were talking. I was like, I don't know. I know not a lot of like dudes like me, 100% dude, never doubted it, really loves this kind of music. But this is very fun music to me. Like, I don't know why I wouldn't love this music. Next song that comes on, Tropicale, is What a Feeling. You know the song, What a Feeling? Great song, right? Flashdance. It was also in the internship with at the end there with Wilson and Vaughn. Awesome jam. Love it, right? Song comes on. I was like, golly, I love this song too. This is a great song. Every hit, they're playing all the hits tonight. And I started laughing. I was like, I don't know. Maybe I am a quarter gay, right? As a joke. She laughed. I laughed. Everybody laughed. I said, I like what I like. And she goes, no, I think that, you know, like you not caring, I think that it makes you more secure. And I tend to agree with her. So after, you know, I say that, I make that joke, What a Feeling ends. And I was like, God, I love that song. And they went to commercial break. They went to a commercial break with a commercial break in radio. For any of the listeners out there that don't listen to the radio or know what a radio is, commercial break, they do something called station identification, where they let you know what station you're listening to. And Tropicale station identification comes on, and this radio station that KT always has playing for me when I get a tattoo with her, you know what it says? It says, you are listening to Pride Radio on iHeartRadio. It was seamless, Tropicale. It was like an effing movie. And I just lost it laughing. And I was like, KT, this is the radio station you play for me when I come get my tattoos? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you know what? I'm totally cool with it. I'll be listening, looking for this station. But awesome jams, Tropicale. Awesome. Like, I don't kick anybody off the lawn in that situation. I just thought it was too good of a story not to tell.
But like, you're more than a quarter. You're probably like a half dollar at least. That's what I'm saying. I mean,
oh man. So like it was just seamless, man. It was so much. So like that was the funny part. Like I'm talking to Molly and I'm telling her the story. I was like, so there I am expressing how much I love the music that's coming on. I say, maybe I'm a quarter gay. And then station identification comes on. It's Pride Radio and iHeart Radio. And then I look down and my tattoo artist is tattooing a snowflake on my arm.
Yeah. So
call me a dandy. Anyways, Tropicale. Like I say, just nobody gets off the lawn for that story. I just thought, where else do I fit it in? I thought it was too good to pass up telling. You know, I can't keep that one from you. Can I, Tropicale?
Yeah, that's just, I have no words. Like, wow.
Fantastic, man. Fantastic. Well, let's move on. What do we got? We got question. We got question, Tropicale? All right, man. Let's load that one up.
Episode 123 here. The 1-2-3 episode.
You know, I like
1-2-3 kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Count them out. 1-2-3, all these things. What is, and this can go in the Wayback Machine and everything like that. What's your favorite wrestling video game of all time? I know you partake in some of the newer ones. I'm sure right now crossing your mind is AEW's masterpiece of a wrestling video game.
Such a piece of shit.
If you're a vegan or all things.
Because that matters, yeah.
Yeah. But for me, and I say the wheelhouse because it was in that late 90s era, The PlayStation, not two.
Okay.
PlayStation. WCW Monday Nitro will always hold a special spot in my heart. Like, as far as any of the games that go, like, there's several of them that I loved, you know, like Sega Genesis, like Royal Rumble, we had that. We had WrestleMania on the Nintendo, like the original Nintendo, the OG. Downstairs on the Switch, we have Battlegrounds. Like, I enjoy the cartoonish nature. 360, there's a WWE like All-Star game that was kind of like a arcade vibe. They were a little more cartoonish. There was some Legends of WrestleMania games that always, you know, tickled my fancy.
Yeah.
But WCW Monday Nitro, the simplicity of the controls, like to do the different move sets and things like that, and just the characters that it had on there, when you highlighted them and they cut like a little mini promo as to why you should select them, like, all of that is my top. Like, that is my pinnacle of wrestling games that I love it. I think it was Box X with Ric Flair. You did the cheap shot where he would do a chop, spin around, and then kick him in the nards. It was great. It's like Box X, like, and it woo every time.
Man, so there's been a lot of really fun wrestling games. A lot of,
and
really
I'm not
fun
saying it's the games. Best. Like, right. By no means, it's just my favorite.
Yeah. So go. I mean, even going back to like the Nintendo game, and the name of the game's escaping me now, but you know the game was, you know, Starman. It's just pro wrestling, isn't it? And it's pro wrestling.
It is. And he gets pro wrestling. I see
fun
Starman.
Game. Yeah, fun game. NES. Cage Match, right? That was a fun game. Yeah. I liked that one a lot. There's a lot of different ones that I really enjoyed playing through the years. I think that WCW, NWO, like Revenge, man, it's hard to get not go with that one. We had so much fun playing that one over time. So many different memories and hours and fun that we had playing that game. I don't know that there's one that I would put above that as far as like, and you know what? It's kind of that series of games. You know what I mean? Yep. That THQ released on the 64.
Okay.
It's kind of that, you know, the World Tour, Revenge, WrestleMania, No Mercy, like, those were the best. Like, they were just the best. So much fun. Battle Royal to play. Like, that's where the Nards Plow originated, right? That's where that comes from. Being able to Nards Plow somebody over the top rope for an elimination in a Battle Royal, nothing gave you more. And then every time you Nards Plowed somebody, you hear ding. Like, it was fantastic, man. Loved it. That was the only game that, like, we would sit down and we would try and play the solo, like the chapters,
yep.
So we could unlock more things. So, like, we even had a notebook of, okay, we did this, it went here, now we got to go here to do this. You know what I mean? To try and figure out exactly how to get everything unlocked throughout the game. Like, so much fun. I don't know, out of those four games, which one I would take. And that's just like if I'm playing with buddies. You know what I mean? Like, those are games, like, if I'm playing with friends. If I was playing just by myself, PlayStation had, what was it, Here Comes the Pain?
Yeah.
Fantastic story mode. So, it's a hard one. I would say my favorite probably is that WCW NWO Revenge. That's probably the one that I'm going to take, yeah.
I know most people, like, that's still considered one of the greatest wrestling video game of all time.
Yeah.
Like, in a majority, especially, so pull back the curtain here, we never had a N64.
Okay.
We ended up getting just the PlayStation, you know, of that era and ilk.
Yeah.
And it was one of the things that, like, my brother and I, we were getting new gaming systems at that time. You're buying it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And he happened to catch a PlayStation on sale. And that's why the Nitro and everything, like, for some reason, it's time in the chair, really, is what usually gets you. except for the AEW game, that you can spend a month and a half just trying to figure out, like, why do I have to go to these restaurants? Like, I'll fight a match. I got to go to 15 different things, do all these side quests out of. I just want to wrestle on the game, man. Like, let me wrestle. But somebody in their mom's basement with no deodorant on. I was like, this is the greatest thing ever. Oh, my gosh. I'm living a wrestling life.
I ran into him at baggage claim. It was crazy.
Yeah. Greatest story ever told.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my black t-shirt. Sorry. Sorry. I went there, didn't I? My bad. But no, it's just one of those things. Like, and there was talk at one point in time of bringing back like an updated version of Thunder to one of the new gaming consoles. And I was like, you have me. Like, if you bring back WCW, because Thunder was right there. We love those WCW games. You know, we had some friends, like, you know, the pastor, like, at the local church there, like, his daughter was a year ahead of my brother, and they had the game at their house, and he would laugh his, you know, tail off watching us, because I taught Amanda how to do the cheap shot. And she would frustrate my brother to the point, because she would just be beating the crap out of him when he's trying to do, you know, different stuff like finesse, build the storyline, and she's just cheap shot, you know, over and over again. It just is something about that fondness, those memories and things. Back when, you know, looking back at it now, it's like, yeah, there's some flaws in this WCW programming that I didn't see at the time because. I wasn't seasoned. I wasn't, but we can probably say the AEW game's the worst all time. Would you say?
Yes, yes.
I know there was a 2K, was it 20 or 21? One of those had so many glitches that it was just like, oh, they didn't come out with a WWE wrestling game for a couple of years because they had to sort out the bugs.
I don't remember. I don't remember what year.
But there was one that was super glitchy. Like, it was not a, like, it was like, everybody's, this is bad. Like, this is real bad. Go back to play. I think it was 2K20, because everybody's like, just go back to your 2K19 and play. Like,
you know, I don't remember. It's been a while since I bought one. It's been a while since I picked one of the new games up. But
Yeah.
I'm with you, man. That was fun. I love those questions. Questions always bring it back down a little memory lane, or it gets you fired up, or, you know, it lets you think a little bit. It's good to think.
Well, I knew with your lawn and everything, like, you know, we might need something that's a fun nostalgia piece.
Yeah, I like it, man. That's kind of what we do with the mission too. We got a lot of fun, a lot of nostalgia with the mission. The mission is brought to you by J&J Figures. You can follow them across social media platforms. It is at J&J Figures. You can hit their website, man, jjfigures.com. Check them out. They got all kinds of cool stuff. They got Fig Drop Friday. They got the pre-orders. I got some stuff for trophies that I got from the J's. J's are great, man. Nobody does what they do. Nobody. Sign up for the mailing list, right? Figure out what's coming in. Pre-order. Get on top of them and head to their Whatnot. Check out their Whatnot stream. They have a good time in their Whatnot stream, man. And so will you. You will too. Trust me on that. Go on their website. Just start combing through things. Just go, you know what? I want to see what they have. What do they have in stock from Legends Series 1 to 10? Click a button. There you can see. That's what they have in stock from Legends 1 to Series 10. Right? It's easy. I want to see what they got. Elites. Series 50 through 75. Boom. Click a button. 50 through 75. You'll know what they have in stock. Are you looking for something? Let them know. They'll keep their eye out for you. Nobody does. They're the best. They're absolutely the best. Buy with confidence. They ship with care. They're collectors first, man. Drop it, gal. Mission man, what do you got?
Let me get this timer up.
Yep.
For the joy that's coming. I don't like these, Kevin, sometimes, but we'll start this timer. So last time Johnny C joined us, we were a little more critical of some of the figures we've seen in the past. We saw an actual lower grade than we're going to see this week, but we've got the WrestleMania 15 Grudge Match 2-packs. We got 8 figures to squeeze in 6 minutes and 40 seconds, roughly. So here we go. Tell them, Kevin. You start off with HBK and Triple H. Now, this 2-pack, they tried to make HBK match the card. They tried a Valiant-ish effort, we'll say. But they put him in blue jeans. He's got the white t-shirt on, the black vest. They got him in elbow pads. Again, you know, just it bothers me there. But the blue jeans, and he's clearly wearing black pants on the car. That's one. You painted some of this black. You have black paint.
Mm-hmm.
Do it right. Tell him, Kevin.
it's a horrible HBK. We've seen this face before. It's one of the worst faces that we've seen, especially in this Jax line. Jax doesn't produce fantastic faces, but they could have done a lot better, even though it would have been at best, probably a D+/C- figure. They could have done a lot of things they didn't do, and this is just rough.
So we gave it a D. Now the Triple H we're a little bit more fond of. I like the shimmer paint. Like, that was the style of tights he was wearing at the time. So I do appreciate that. Got the black wrist tape, but it could have been white, but I like the body type, the face, everything about that. Like solid. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad piece.
Yeah. I wish there was a little bit more detail on the tights, because we've seen more detail on the tights before. Face is good. Body's good. Solid fig.
Yeah. So we gave it a B+. Now we'll go to the highlight of this episode is a Road Dog. We've seen him before. He's got the traditional black D-Generation X t-shirt on. Same tattoos, everything like that. You know, just black, the black tie, the details. We gave it an A-. Same Road Dog, same everything. Now we're going to get to Kevin. What does he want in life? And Al Snow figure. Al Snow's an improvement. Yes. He pointed that out to me.
Yeah, I believe it is. I mean, when we saw him before, it was the black bottom and the blue top, and it just kind of didn't match or mix the way you would want it to. Here, even though it just says Job Squad, at least they acknowledge the Job Squad. I wish they would have put like a t-shirt like Road Dogs on, but it would have been a Job Squad t-shirt. Would have made it a lot better. It's the same face. The face is kind of a letdown, but overall, I do think it's an improvement over the last Al Snow fig we saw.
Yeah, I like the paint scheme. So he went from a C+ to a B in this regard. And again, shout out to Head. The accessory there. So we've got two Stone Cold Steve Austins, and we're going to talk about Johnny C first here. This is the Stone Cold Steve Austin and Rock 2-pack in the Grudge Match series. And it's the Johnny C with the black tank top with the red Austin 316, black jeans, black wrist tape, looking fierce like Johnny C.
It's bad.
It's
bad. Good details on the shirt, but the face. I mean, I don't think Johnny C's ever been Stone Cold Steve Austin, or accused of being Stone Cold Steve Austin. But face is bad. Not saying Johnny C's face is bad, but if you're trying to pass off Johnny C as a Stone Cold Steve Austin, it's not going to work for me.
Yeah, it's not all the way there, but it is at least good enough to say, hey, this is an Austin figure.
Yeah.
We gave it just a flat C. The Rock. So this one, the body type, I'm going to say this. The body type looks all right, like for a Rock figure, but we got a little bit of a situation going
on. Boy, do we ever. This is not the Rock, man. This, like you said, this is definitely the situation. We've both tried to stay the hell away from the Jersey Shore TV show. Here it is. It's right in a 2-pack in front of us with Johnny C. It's a Johnny C situation. We have a situational Rock. They jacked him up all different kinds of ways. Face is not right. Give me the eyebrow, man. At least give me the eyebrow. Make me believe that you tried that it's the Rock. It's a bad fig.
Yeah, it's got the molded on the sunglass pattern there. If this jawline was on the eyebrow Rock, I would be really pumped about that eyebrow Rock. You know, it's less square. We gave it a D+. It's a little bit better than Sean, but not much.
Right.
So now, we're going to hit the bottom here, so to speak. We're going to dive into the Vince and Stone Cold Steve Austin. And we have blazed through this one. We've got 2 minutes to talk about this garbage. I think we can beat it.
Ooh, we're doing good, yeah.
This is a basic, like, just no frills Austin in the ring gear stuff. Got the tights, wrist tape, knee pads, and boots. But it looks nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah, it looks like Krang's android body, which pre-show we were both trying to figure out what that was. I guess it's just Krang's android body. That's what it looks like. The face is bad, too. It looks like we talked about this. It looks like somebody shaved Richard Karn, or Richard Karn and Paul White figured out how to have a baby. That's what we're seeing here. Not a good fig, not good representation of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
No, and he's so jacked. Like, he is so, like, you know, it's closer to a Goldberg than a Stone Cold Austin as far as body type. We gave it a flat D again, but it's nothing compared to his rival here, Vince, or ready to receive Alan Thicke. call him that. Vince in the black WWF tank top, because Vince wore black WWF tank tops all the time. That's how I remember him, really. You know,
me too.
But he's got the tank top, the black pants, black wrist tape. It's just bad. Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
There's nothing really super redeeming about this fig, and if you put it in a pile of other figs that you're able to just pull out of a bin, I don't know that you'd necessarily go right away, hey, this is Vince. And in a lot of ways, it almost looks more like Shane than it does Vince. Either way, whoever this is supposed to be, you're right. They're 100% ready to take a bite of the sausage, if you know what I'm saying. They're shopping. Yeah. Bad fig. Just a bad fig. Maybe, I don't know if it is the worst we've seen, but you can put it in that lower tier.
Yeah. We gave it an F overall grade of 74.125, and that is the mission with 2 seconds to spare.
Nailed it.
We got on them bad ones a little bit there.
Yeah. Thanks. Again, thank you to J&J Figures, sponsoring the mission there. You go check them out, jjfigures.com. Follow them across social media platforms at J-A-N-D-J Figures. Tropical, we got to get into trophies. I haven't been around for an episode, so I might have a couple extra, but I know you're out there, you're hunting, you're getting ready to put your hang that stuff on your wall, man. What did you bring home?
I ordered a new hat.
Nice. It's
always fun. For OG School, the classic, the Westminster W logo, and I really, it's one of the most comfortable hats. It's a New Era snapback.
Nice.
It came as a flat bill. I like to curve mine just slightly. You know, I know that stresses you out.
It does.
I like to have it, and it's such a comfortable hat. Really excited about that one. I didn't wear it on the show today because this thing is shedding a little bit of the padding there. Didn't want to get that on my new hat.
I got you.
Yeah, the priorities, man. From the Jays, I did receive my Demolition pre-order of Axe and Smash. I've got a Crush on pre-order now because it's a different Crush, so I got to complete the shelf there. I'm not as crazy about the Smash. I feel like they tinkered a little more than they could have. The Axe is phenomenal to me. Mm-hmm. I think it's great. I mean, it's up on the list of, like, next year when we have that Big of the Year conversation. Like, it'll be mentioned in my list. But I got from Mattel Creations the new Ultimate Edition Jesse, the body, like the commentary Jesse, with all the accessories, with all the, like, this is currently my front runner for Fig of the Year. I love it. It captures a whole, like, just, it's a feeling like, man, like I can see this Jesse. Like, I can hear him, like, just looking at this fig. Like, I hear the Jesse commentary. I love that it had the Saturday Night Main Event backdrop, so I'm working that into the display over here to my right. But just good times, man. I really, really like it. And then I've discovered a new stream. One of my weaknesses, and this will be the last thing, one of my weaknesses, there's an era of basketball, like in the mid to late 90s, where I was heavily collecting cards. I mean, we're talking 96, 97 is when you'd get your, like, Kobe Bryant rookie cards, like Allen Iverson. You know, just, it was a strong draft class. This KMK stream I've got on there, and he does card breaks, he does different packs, and I bought a few basketball cards, but I will sit there, like, they call it a movie, where if someone purchases a box, he'll open it on the stream, you know, if they so choose to have him open it on the stream to show what's in the box. I've seen him pull like the $36,000 Kobe Bryant rookie card out of one of these boxes. Now, granted, I am not in the market for these boxes because they're about $6,000 a pop.
Jesus.
I'm not, but it's that card is one of the main reasons why. Like, if you get that card, like that's the grail piece. I know the Jordans out of the Series 1 are like $700 a piece, like all day, every day.
Wow.
And one of the boxes, like he pulled a Kobe rookie, not the gold, that's so much money, but it's still like a couple thousand. But pulled a Kobe rookie and three of those Jordans out of one. I'm like, man, that's nuts, man. Like, yeah. It takes me back though, because that was cards I was buying. Mm-hmm. The time he did a Fleer metal box, you know, one time, and those were cards I was buying. So just really. It hits a wheelhouse for me, and I'll just sit there on the stream some nights and just watch, just like, wow, this is amazing, the nostalgia thing. So, KMK, but I bought some of the marquee cards. I got a couple of them that are real nice pieces. Probably going to send them off to get graded, because
nice.
They're worth a healthy amount. And again, the dude chipped well, does everything. So I like to shout out and, you know, praise people that do it right, and the KMK on whatnot, he does it right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Well, Tropical, boy, since we've spoken last, I've got a couple of trophies. I guess I got a pair of new tattoos. Right, a pair of new tattoos came in. I got Demolition. They came in. Haven't cracked them yet. Got those. Those are good to go. I'm ready to set them somewhere. Trying to remember Tropical. Trying to remember. I don't know if I had. I had the latest Legend series. I had those last time we talked. Did we not?
Which ones are in that series?
Bobby.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Still searching for that RVD. I didn't think RVD was going to be hard to find, but still searching for it. Get out of town. Online only for the RVD.
What one of the big groups was saying that it's online only.
Those bastards. Huh. Didn't know that until just now. Gotcha. I picked up, this is kind of fun, Tropical. I picked up the Roddy Piper, the Piper's Pit set. It's fantastic. Got that. I got the Wyatt Six set too.
I haven't got that one. I haven't found it yet. I've been looking because I have the rest to complete it.
Like, yeah. I don't have the rest. I just have that so far. I'm trying to think. I swore there was something else because it had been a while, but I don't know that. I know that obviously I picked some cards here and there. Always fun to crack some cards, but yeah, I think that was about it. A little tattoo action. Got some damn those box sets, man. Last night. All right, I'll throw this in there. Tropical was pretty good. Last night I got. Like I told you before, I'm a big fan of Grease, right? And in my office, there's a couple of things. I'm not really a decorate my office guy. Right? Never will be. But I have a couple of things in my office. One is a Matchbox party wagon, the Ninja Turtles party wagon. Got the DeLorean from Back to the Future. Last night we were walking through the aisle, and I looked and I went, huh, yeah, I think I'm going to need that. And I looked at my office and said, I'm not starting like a new collection, but I'm going to get this for my office for sure. And she goes, what? I said, look around and tell me what you see that I would get for my office. And she's looking and looking, and she finally stops. She goes, the Grease car? And I said, yes, I am. Now, Tropical, it's not Grease Lightning. It's the Stingray's car, right? So, yeah. So it's I got that last night. That's going to go in my office. I enjoyed that. So, yeah, I guess it's a little bit lighter than I thought it was. That's not too bad, right? A
couple of boxes out there. For the Valentine's Day, Cassie got me the smaller because I did not have it. She's like, I just assumed you had it. I'd have bought this a long time ago. The smaller that actually fit the Lego figures in it, DeLorean.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And then when we went to, as Owen calls it, there's a Bricks and Minifigs store. I just remembered it because he's sitting right here. OG picked me out a Wolverine Lego from X-Men.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, that's cool, man. I mean, I bought it, but it's one of those. I said, Dad, don't you need a Wolverine?
Yeah.
I like where your head's at. Good looking out.
As a matter of fact, I do. Good deal, man. Good deal. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap up here?
I'm going to say, we'll just plug everything here. The socials, you can find us on Twitter at TotsPod. You can find our channel page, the Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast at GBW Pods on Twitter. Our sister show, the Year of Duke and Rogue Podcast at Year of Pod on Twitter. They're heading toward the recap episode and then a new season. Lord only knows where they're going. Beach. Could be some old wrestling. Could be the Melrose Place. The rodeo. We don't know. These guys are lunatics, man. Lunatics. Rest assured, they won't know anything about any of it. So that's
sometimes that's part of the fun.
Yeah. Liz. But you can find us on Facebook. Just search Gorilla Brain Wrestling Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at GBW Pods. Find our merch at ProWrestlingTees.com/GorillaBrain. The four designs are up. There is a design coming that if it's through Pro Wrestling Tees, if it's through another outlet, here comes Toot. It's going to be. If nothing else, like it will pop some of us that understand and appreciate, like, you know, who Toot is. And,
yes.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers, all that stuff. Speaking of thoughts and prayers, Ted, love you, man. You know, keep trucking, Big Daddy Manny. You know, hope you're doing well, my friend. The Jays, you know, everybody that makes this big collective community. Johnny C, thank you for, you know, helping out again. Got some news on that front that we may be breaking on one of these episodes in the near future. You know, a lot of fun stuff doing, you know, some work with Johnny C there. But the Jays, Johnny C, Dougie Nunya, flashback jerseys, man, Dan is finding some stuff that's a lot of fun. I was in the top three for the giveaway, like from the Pick'em, like at the Super Bowl, he did a basically spin the wheel, you know, all the winners were put in. If you won it more than once, you got put in multiple times. Yeah. I was in the top three and I got eliminated from the winning. Like basically you pick any jersey you want off his website. He sends it to you for free. So that's one of the things, doing the Pick'em every week. Mm-hmm. You can win a free jersey and you get 20% off if you pick them all right. So Kevin would have 0% off if he never picks anything right. That's never mind. Some of them, like some of the weeks, it's like, oh yeah, this one's a layup, and then it's like, I tanked this. I went like 1-4 this week. How?
Oops.
That's because there's parity in the NFL. But flashback jerseys, and then KMK Collectibles. I want to shout that out because if you like that '90s era basketball, or you know, I know the one he's been selling a lot of, the 2012-2013 marquee sets, because it's two rookie classes. That was after the lockout and everything, so you had two rookie sets in one, and just tremendous cards. Dude is fantastic to deal with, very easy, ships well. Like I want to shout that out. If you do something right in this collecting world, I want to give you credit, especially if you felt bad to my collection. That's all I got,
man. Good clip. Obviously, Manny, hope you're doing well, man. Keep moving forward. Big Daddy, thoughts and prayers, keep on trucking. Give me a little, yeah, hey, you know, give me that. Always Tropical. Thank you to Johnny C, man. Really appreciate you stepping in, man, doing the good deed for me being out last episode, man. Did a hell of a job. Really appreciate that. Really appreciate you, Johnny C. Let's go to the Wizards. You can catch us live every Monday. That's Double T, that's Brundlefly, it's my main man Tony, it's myself, Handsome Kevin, every Monday. That's 6 Central, 7 Eastern, probably like 3 Russian time, New Zealand, it's probably, I don't know, like 2 in the afternoon, tropic. I don't really know. I'm still time zones, still figuring that whole thing out, man. Still trying to figure that whole thing out. I don't know, man. A lot of KT, man. KT does awesome work. I always want to say thank you to KT. Fantastic tattoo artist, man. She does all my stuffs. She's keep on doing all my stuffs, Tropical. I don't know. I think that's all I got. That's all I got. KT
work right now, so it's like,
yeah.
I put down.
She's fantastic, man. Does a hell of a job. I don't know if I'm missing anybody that I normally hit, Tropical. I don't really know.
I think you
good enough.
You've touched them all. Like,
oh yeah.
Not that way. Not
oh that right, way. Right. My bad.
Anyway, put on a list.
Yeah. Don't you don't want to be on that list? You don't want to be. Well, I mean, at this point, everybody's on some type of a list. Anyways, Tropic Gale. With that, man, let's put a pin in it, man. Hey, be good to one another. Support one another. Take care of one another. Show a little humanity out there, man. Put a little good back in the world. Thank you very much, everybody.